He was in a fight with a couple other people, and then I walked up and I saw my friends were in that fight, and I like started fighting. I don't know. We were all hammered. We were like 19, and then we like backed into each other like fucking Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, and then we realized we were on the same team, and then we became friends.
You both got naked and used towels to whip the back.
We locked arms and swung each other. It was pretty cool.
On three or on go?
Yeah.
That's good. Dude, we're fucking back.
We're back, dude.
How was your holly jolly holiday?
It was jolly. It was pretty jolly.
You just get back in? You went
a day or two ago, yeah.
You went to Hawaii?
Yeah, I was in Hawaii visiting the fam. My whole family's in Hawaii now.
Yeah, your mom's Moana.
Yeah. People don't know that, but this show has done so well that I moved my parents to a volcano. So they're doing well. That's my dad just surfs every day, and my mom picks coconuts. It's pretty good life. Santa was good to me this year, dude. I got a bed.
You got a mattress?
Well, I kind of had to go halves with my mom on a new bed, but that counts as Santa did pretty good.
Are you guys going half sleeping on it?
Yeah. She shares the bed with me.
I bet you get the bottom half like a little doggy.
No, dude. I'm not scared of the dark anymore. I don't even have to have my mom there.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Thank you.
I flew back from the great state of Alabama. Holidays are just so much fun down south. Oh, dude, I wanted to tell you about this fucking... So I went golfing a couple days before Christmas.
Did you see any alligators?
No gators on the course.
Damn.
We saw some wildlife, but it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. So I went by myself, played a couple holes. Like, the ground is frozen, so there's not many people out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like the sixth hole or something, this old dude comes running out of the woods, like, running at me. Like, comes up to me. Gets right next to me, and he's like, hey, can I play with you?
So is he, like, out of breath?
Yeah, he was, like, he's, like, 60-something, big beard. But I was like, yeah, sure, like, whatever, that's cool. And I swear to God, he's like, all right, cool. And then pulls down his pants and starts pissing next to me.
Why?
Well, what happened next was a lady...
You sucked it.
Yeah, I sucked his dick off.
Nice.
I jerked that guy off in the
woods. Nice, dude, gotcha.
No, a lady pulled up in a cart. And the guy was like, I'm playing with him. And the lady's like, Jesus, all right. And it was, she pulled me aside, and she was like, I'm his caretaker. He has dementia. So, like, you don't have to play with us. He asks everyone, and normally people, like, leave because it's annoying to play with him. So I played the rest of the day with this dude. His name was Chris.
Nice.
Full dementia. Literally the funniest person I've ever hung out with in my life.
Did you get him on the Patreon?
I don't think he's...
We need more people with dementia on the Patreon, because they'll forget to cancel it.
Yeah, I think most of the people on our Patreon already have dementia.
They're on their way.
It was so fun. No matter where... He was, like, nice, so he, like, plays every day. I, like, asked him, I was like, how much do you play? He's like, I come out a couple times a week. And his caretaker was like, we're here every day. He's like, he doesn't know we come every day.
Damn. Is it his caretaker or is it his lady?
It's his caretaker. Okay. He has a wife at home. But she, the caretaker, it's like an old black lady. She just drives the cart. He hits the ball. He's like nice, but like sometimes it'll go into the woods. Sometimes it goes in the fairway. But no matter what, where it goes, he goes, I wanted to get it on the green so I could get a birdie, but I didn't.
<I'm> like, on sorry. Every hole?
Every hole. And then no matter what, he was like, I'm going to take a drop. He would walk to the green, put a ball right by the hole, tap it in. And go, all right, I got a birdie. He would yell at her. He'd be like, put me down for a birdie. She'd be like, all right, Chris. She didn't have a scorecard. Literally no one keeping score.
He just gets done. He's got Kim Jong-un scores every day.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah, I was like, he got four hole-in-ones.
He's like, Chris, you golfed another 36. Unbelievable.
I mean, this guy needs to be on the tour. He was so fun. He was spitting constantly. Like, he was just cursed. He was a degenerate. He peed four times in front of me.
Nice. That's going to be my parents in a few years, I think. It's just going to be my dad with dementia golfing every day. And my mom chasing him around in the cart.
He would get mad and he would slam his club down on the ground like Donkey Kong. Chris is a man.
Yeah, shout out to Chris. I hope he's watching. I hope he's doing well.
Yeah. I asked him...
How does Santa not have dementia yet? About a million years old. Yeah. Brain gotta be toast.
When they come out with him?
Santa?
Yeah. When did he drop?
I think he was Santa was here before Falcons.
Yeah, we were saying Falcons weren't at medieval times.
Oh, yeah, was that before the podcast?
Yeah, well, that was
sometimes I forget, dude. You just sit down on the couch and I'm supposed to be hey. Hey, we're doing a show.
I wanted to have a Falcon, but
welcome
I didn't.
Back. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. No, Santa's like, is it like Nordic? It's like a couple hundred years old, I think.
Santa's got to be pretty old, dude.
I think Coke might have come up with him to sell bottles. Because that was a big, they were riding the Santa coattails for a while.
That makes sense. That's a low-stake Reddit conspiracy. I like those. Yeah. I'm into those lately. Those have been firing me up, dude. It's like, speaking of low stakes, steaks in general, like tent steaks, not like the food steaks.
But like the like poles.
Steaks were invented by Big Garlic.
For what? For what purpose?
To help with like, or no, wait. I mixed it up. Big Garlic invented vampires.
Okay.
They teamed up with Steaks because Steaks was tanking, and Big Garlic somehow they knew a guy, and they teamed up, and they were like, "We need an enemy that we can both share."
They manufactured an op.
I misspoke, dude.
Big Steaks.
Big Steaks teamed up with Big Garlic. I like calling the any company just or anything just
big X.
Yeah, Big X.
I mean, the idea that there's a
Big Garlic,
Big Garlic, but big at least
it's
people
just the stinky Italian guy at the top of the fucking chain.
People buy garlic at least. No one's bought a steak in 75 years.
Yeah, because fucking
because they killed Dracula with it.
Yeah, it was something like that, or maybe Big Garlic invented it to stop steaks or something. I don't know.
I think they're following you.
Yeah, they know what I'm talking about.
It's so stupid.
No, it's real, though.
That's what I asked my family for Christmas. I said,
steaks.
I said, give me 9 wooden steaks and a pallet of garlic.
And a cross. You know, I'm going to ask for that for my birthday.
I have a problem with Nosferatu hanging around me this time of year.
It would be very funny to be like, for my 30th birthday, I want a bunch of garlic and some wooden steak and a silver bullet.
Yeah, if you ask for garlic and steak, be like, what are you making? That sounds delicious. It's like, no, you got me fucked up.
I don't know. Incorrect.
Are we recording? I'm worried.
This is all
the camera's going? Holy shit.
All right, we'll restart it and we'll fucking all right, let's make a phone call, dude.
Are we doing calls? Because we took 6 months off and we have no ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad. We need people to write in. We have one request for a call this week that I want you to do.
People keep sending me. They're like, yo, you'd love to call my boss. And I was like, I fucking would love to, too, dude. I'm out of ideas for him. What do you want me to tell him?
Someone in the comments on the episode we just posted said, I have Don Cheadle's brother's number.
All right, yeah, that's perfect. Send me that.
Yeah, we want to tell him.
I need fun stuff, dude. Yeah.
All right.
If anyone has a... fucking, does Elvis have any living relatives?
Yeah, his wife is still alive.
Yeah, get her on the horn. Elvis? Yeah, get up old Grace. Well, yeah, wasn't she like 12 when she married him? So
yeah,
that makes sense. She's probably 38 now.
We're going to call her and be like, hey, this is Elvis. I'm back. Let's run that shit back. I'm 150 years old and I'm trying to smash.
Call Vegas right now and tell them this is Elvis. I'm trying to return.
I want to do a weekend.
At the Sphere.
Oh, at the Dome.
Yeah. Get the Sphere on the phone.
We never called the Dome.
Get the Sphere.
Okay.
Call the Sphere. This is you too. I left my wallet at the Sphere. This is Bono. I fucking... Get him on the horn, dude.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Ryan. This is Dr. John Easter from the hospital.
What hospital?
The one where your baby was born. We got bad news. We gave you the wrong baby. You're going to have to return that one.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, you're right.
What hospital was she born at?
Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Johns Hopkins? I drove all the way down to Johns Hopkins to deliver my baby? Sounds like a guy who cooks with a crock pot.
Ryan, your actual baby is black. I have good news for you, though. She is healthy, and you can come pick
her
up.
She's healthy? Just come swap her out?
Come swap
her out. Do I beat you to death before or after I get the baby?
That would be unnecessary. I'm a doctor.
Nah, it feels necessary.
I'm a I'm a man of science, Ryan.
You send me the address, and I'll come over there and cage your face and let me know.
Johns Hopkins Hospital. All right.
John Hopkins. All right, I'll see you a little bit, faggot.
All right.
Yep.
Perfect.
It's so funny.
I mean, he always answers the phone.
That kind of guy that's always so aggro but's willing to answer any call. Yo. To go from that to I'll cave your fucking face in so quickly. What a guy. We gave you the wrong baby. So sorry. Where's John Hopkins Hospital?
I meant to say Jefferson. Fucking. I don't know why I said Johns Hopkins. I think that's in like Maryland.
It is annoying. He asked you for a like a fact. It's like, bro,
he's like, yeah, what fucking hospital?
Let me cook, dude.
Yeah, let me cook. Dude. You have a black baby.
Your baby's Chinese. Oh, what a guy.
Love that, dude.
Does that happen? I think that does happen sometimes. Like babies getting swapped out. Like you get the wrong one.
Does it?
It happens at like laundromats.
Jamie, can you look that up?
wrong baby hospital. It like, damn, that would stink.
Kind of like laundromats. In quotes.
And they come with a ticket on them?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, they should probably just start tattooing them at birth.
Property of Ryan Foster. I mean, if you take the wrong baby and then you raise it for like 7 years and then they find out the mistake, do you swap back or do you keep the one you've like you already taught this one like
yeah,
how to
good
play
question.
How to play darts and I don't know. What do you do with a baby?
Yeah, I guess there is no trade. But like maybe make them fight.
I mean, the other baby belongs to another set of parents, presumably now.
Yeah, I don't care about them, dude. This is to determine my son, dude.
Just the winner of a 10-round boxing match.
I think that's the only way.
Yeah, the other family gets a busted and bruised baby.
No, I guess you got to keep it, dude.
Keep the one you got.
Yeah.
Dance with the one that brought you.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Kelly,
what do you got?
Happens all the time. Happens all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Anything with no statistics happens literally 20 times a day. That's the statistics.
Yeah, Jefferson Hospital did Yankee swap this year with Foster's baby.
Yeah.
He traded it for a toaster.
They did fucking, what's it called? White Santa? Or what's the thing called?
Bad Santa?
No.
Dirty?
What is it where people swap gifts?
White Elephant?
White Elephant.
White Elephant. Yeah. Nice.
White Santa, white elephant, whatever.
Who gives a fuck?
Whatever.
White Iverson.
Ooh, let's go.
We're on top of it.
Thank you for calling GameStop. How can I help you?
Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
This is Scooter with corporate.
Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. This is Abe.
Abe, hi. How are you?
I am doing great.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm calling from corporate. I think you were the one I was supposed to reach out to. I just wanted to let you know, we got a truck on the way out there. We're going to be dropping off the scarecrows for you later on this afternoon. Should be about an hour, hour and a half, and they'll
okay,
be out
sir.
There.
Okay, sir. Is it, what kind of truck is it?
I'm not sure who the delivery company is going to be, but I it says here like four or five scarecrows. Obviously, you're aware of the problem the store's been having with like crows outside the building, and it says I got one review saying that you had crows inside, and obviously that's bad for business. So we're just giving you like five or six scarecrows. We're gonna post a couple up outside the front door. Is there a way you could get one of them on the roof?
I don't know. Cause we're at like a little what is this? A town center mall, sir.
I see. Okay, so yeah, you wouldn't be able to have roof access at that location. Okay.
Right.
Okay, well then, yeah, we'll do two out front, two scarecrows out front, and then I guess like if you could find a spot in the lobby to post up the rest of them. It's just this time of year we really, you know, we want to be sales driven, and this type of, you know, like birds in the lobby, we can't have that. So.
Who not to cut you off? Who said we ever had birds? Because I haven't seen any birds as far as inside our store.
Several reviews, 1- and 2-star reviews here saying that birds outside, crows specifically, but also inside, people are in there trying to play game. They're trying to play like the Super Mario RPG demos, and there's just crows all over the place. I thought it was weird too, but yeah, we've had.
Are you talking about birds or people?
No, people left the reviews, but they're complaining about crows in your store, Abe.
Okay, my bad. I was just so lost as I was trying to understand it. Okay.
Are you not aware of the? I mean, we've gotten several of these issues that have been escalated to corporate.
No, because I know my Junie, the assistant manager that was just here. She never told anything. Like, she just left.
I think she's the one I spoke with earlier. This would have been like 2 days ago, but yeah, she mentioned crows outside the store, but also like in the back, like in the storeroom, there was crows. We'll probably need a scarecrow back there as well. I mean, that's why, you know, we're sending you like 5 or 6 of the things. So we just want to nip this thing in the bud. You know how it is.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so keep your eyes out. The truck should be there in about an hour and a half.
Okay, sir.
Can you find a spot in the lobby where you can set up a couple 7-foot-tall scarecrows for me?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, Abe, thank you so much. I'll check in with you tomorrow afternoon. You can call the corporate line, the help desk, if you have any issues setting the scarecrows up, and I'll be looking for your call.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Dude, that might have been my favorite one ever. Goddamn, he bought in so hard.
It's like, it's just weird because I haven't seen like any crows.
He's like, sir, he called you sir. He kept calling you sir. Being like, yes, sir, I understand.
It was fun. Like at the very beginning, it's like, I was like, who is this? He said, who is this? And immediately when you say corporate, they're like, oh shit, my bad. Like,
he's like, yo, I'm so sorry, sir.
Sorry, yes, sir.
God damn. I can't wait till he asks assistant manager, whatever her name is, about the crows. Be like, why you ain't tell me about the crows?
You talked to Scooter.
Scooter said this is incredible.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be back in the saddle.
This show makes people look so insane. I love it. I always think about the fucking lady at the Burger King just telling her manager, being
the
like,
little fat midget hands.
Telling them, I just imagine her going over to the corner and sweeping for no reason. Being like, the guy with the roller coaster said, I got to clean this. He coming in to build a roller coaster. They'd be like, what the fuck are you talking? It's unbelievable.
Oh, dude.
Dude, it's all about the fifth dimension. Yeah. We're here living in the present, dude. Fucking, I guess the fourth dimension is old Abe there. And then the fifth dimension is whoever he's explaining it to after.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we've made it out of the funny papers. We're in the third right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of sad. Imagine how many conversations like that we've missed out on.
Oh, I know.
I mean, so many of them, they're just like, yeah, that was some asshole being a jokester.
But dude,
for every one of those, there's one that's like salamanders.
Yeah.
We got salamanders coming. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, we were talking about this the other day. I think in 2024, the goal for the Patreon should be we get some Google glasses or some type of glasses that can record, and we just go into like Petco's and just fuck with people in real life.
Mm. I'd be down for that.
I think that's the plan.
Just kidnap animals wearing Google glasses?
Yeah.
Are you just like Google glasses?
Google glasses? Google glasses? I want to grab a goldfish and throw it at a cashier for the Patreon.
I want to eat a goldfish in front of them. Just see the horror on their face. Mm. All right, I'm down.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, let's just get arrested.
Let's get booked, dude. Who cares?
Hello?
Hey, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, this is Bruce Lagoon. You got reference to us for a job offer. You got a second to talk?
I'm a little busy right now, but yeah, if it's quick, I can talk real quick.
Yeah, I mean, real quick, the details we got for you. So one of your buddies told us you were looking for a job, and we're doing some fundraising work where we're just calling people, we're giving them surveys, we offer them $20, and then, yeah, that's all you'd really have to do. You just have to call people, give them this promo code, ask them a few questions, and yeah, the $20 we give out, it's a buyback program with another company, so we in turn get $40 from that, and we're using that to raise funds to build a water slide for Israel.
So Fuck that.
What do you mean, fuck that?
All you would have to do, brother, is just make some phone.
What a beast. Right side of history. It's so funny to, like, listen to that whole thing. It's like, survey. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's a pyramid scheme. Got it. Still interested. And then water slide for Israel. Fuck that.
Fuck that. Free Palestine.
Chris is a beast.
We're gonna try and call Chris again for you one day, brother. That was a wild idea. We're gonna get that guy on the horn in a month or two.
Oh, it sounded like he was driving. That's awesome. I like that guy. I think both sides need a water slide. I think
both sides do need a water slide.
I think that would help a lot. That's how the refugees are getting across the border. Do you know that?
What, water slide?
Yeah, it's just a tarp that's oiled up with, do you ever do, like, a dish soap thing back in the day?
Oh, yeah. There's a video of me on Facebook that's pretty embarrassing. It's just me and my boys sliding down tarps. And, like, this rules. We're, like, 13. It's pretty gay.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, Israel and Palestine gotta chill.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
Yeah, why are they still doing that, dude?
It's like, yo, y'all are... They are bugging.
It would be cool to go over there and have a baby with one lady from each side and then just check back in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Be like, what's up with those guys?
They swap the babies.
No way, dude. I'm naming my Israeli baby Scooby Jew. Write that down, dude. Write it down.
Yep, that's the one. Ralestine? All right, we got to get out of this.
American Fireworks.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is Neon Silky. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm just looking around at different fireworks shops. The issue I'm having, my brother's doing a big like New Year's Eve party. We're trying to do fireworks for that, but... He told me that actually I'm not invited to his party because I'm always like pulling like pranks, like goofing on my brother and stuff. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So I guess like my question is like now I feel like I have to do like a huge prank on him. Like so I was thinking maybe like if I got a bunch of fireworks, like figure out like what's the loudest, craziest firework I could set off in his kitchen.
None of them.
Well, what do you mean?
If you want, like, you could do, like, booby traps.
Booby traps.
Maybe
that's a
blocks.
Firework?
It's not a firework. It's, like, a prank thing.
I want to fire off, like a fucking bottle rocket. Like, one of those big ones that explodes and it turns into, like, Big Bird in the sky or whatever.
I'm
going to
not recommend that. I'm not. Because you're gonna blow up his house.
Well, no, like I'm gonna have my cousin's a volunteer firefighter, so he'll be on scene in case there's any if it gets like saucy. But I don't think it'll be like that. I think I read that you can shoot off fireworks inside and it's fine. I read that.
I'm gonna have to say I can't help you with that. I'm so sorry. That just sounds dangerous and reckless. I can't make a recommendation.
But
and if
like
I told
prank.
My boss, it doesn't matter if it's a prank.
It's a joke. Like, it's not, I'm joking.
I'm confused.
No, I'm being serious with you. Like, I'm like, I want to do fireworks in my brother's house, but it's a prank. Like, he'll, like, laugh. He'll think it's funny.
I guess my best recommendation is to go to American Wholesale Fireworks YouTube and take a look at some of the videos. and to decide which one's the right size. But that's about all that's all I can say, because there's literally not one firework that we sell that actually ignites that I would recommend for this.
What's like the worst case scenario if I like shot off like 10 huge fireworks in this kitchen?
I would recommend firecrackers if I had to make one.
Okay. Are those are like smaller, or what's the deal? Because I'm trying to go big. I want the neighbors to be like, what the fuck?
I can't.
It's funny, right?
It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
But objectively, it's hilarious. That's why I got a prank. I have to prank.
Where are you located?
I'm in Columbus.
Ohio?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would say that you should just
I don't even
come
know if the damn things
storage.
Are legal here, actually.
So we're open. So they're legal in Ohio, and tomorrow's actually a legal shoot date. I would recommend just coming up to our store, because either way, you would have to order online and come pick up, or you would have to come to the store and choose it out of the showroom anyways.
I see. Okay. Right. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm gonna see what see if I can find someone nearby that has like ideas for like big ones that work inside that won't like, you know, burn the place down or whatever. But you've been really helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a good one.
Yep, happy New Year's.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
She was with it.
I'm not convinced on that.
No, the more and more you went on, the more she got with it. She was like, all right, my one recommendation, firecracker. You can probably get away with those. Mm.
Did you remember the little poppers that mm-hmm. you like throw at your boys?
Yeah, I hated those.
Yeah, always spooky.
Yeah.
The funny thing with those is to put them under a toilet seat. You ever seen that?
I think so. We used to do like ketchup under toilet seats. That was always funny.
Ketchup?
Like ketchup packets.
Brandon Ketchup Wilson.
No. No, if you put a ketchup packet under a toilet seat, it like squirts ketchup all over the back of their legs.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's classic.
That was always fun. I remember my friend Dylan used to shoot bottle rockets out of his ass. That was always funny. That made me laugh every time.
I think I forgot that word. Did I say bottle rockets?
Yeah.
What are the big ones? Is that
like a Roman candle or like an
M80? M80.
Those are like big for like backyard shit. I don't know what like the big fucking display ones are.
The ones they do at like Disney World. Or
yeah,
like
I don't know what
baseball
the fuck
games
those are.
Yeah, dude. I want it to look like Philly's World Series and my boys.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that one stunk. It. Whatever.
No, that was fun. That made me laugh.
That's what it's all about.
Let's do another one.
Yeah.
Ohio Puppy, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Bruce Lagoon. How are you doing today?
Okay.
You guys sell puppies, correct?
Yes.
What's your cheapest puppy that you have available?
Currently, our cheapest puppy is double check real quick. Our cheapest puppy is $11.99 plus tax.
$11.99?
No, like $1,199.
That's an expensive project. Do you guys do other animals there? Just puppies?
No. Yes.
What I'm trying to do is I have an army of praying mantises right now. And I'm trying to, I want them to eventually be able to fight big dogs. And I need to, they beat every rat I put in front of them. I think they're big enough to take down, the army's big enough to take down a chicken at this point. I think next step is a puppy. But $11.99 is a lot to just throw one out there to fight my praying mantises.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. So you're saying that the praying mantises are killing the animals?
No. They're just fighting them. They're rats. The praying mantises have boxing gloves on. They're throwing uppercuts at mice. I think okay. They're big enough to take a puppy down.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess there's really no way to find out for $11.99. That's expensive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you a happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
It does feel bad.
I didn't like that one as soon as I started saying it.
doing the dumbest calls on the most exhausted woman.
She's like, so you're praying mantises are killing dogs? I was like, no.
Boxing gloves? The rats.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
That would make me laugh really hard.
That was very fun.
Just like, I mean, she's like morally appalled, but she didn't let you... Like, she didn't give you anything. She was just like, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. She wasn't pumped on that at all.
An army of praying mantises. Oh, yeah. Fun stuff.
Fun stuff. Dude, let's do more. I'm having a good time.
I wonder how much I remember there's like a website where you can buy like crazy bugs. Like you can like order a tarantula for your boys, or you can get like a bag of bees just sent to your friend's house. Yeah. That was a thing back in the, I'm sure that website still exists. You can just order weird bugs.
Look that up, dude.
Let's get Naeem a millipede.
Yeah, let's get him a bag of bees. What's it called? Yo, I'll send Naeem a bag of bees right now.
Live pet insects.
How much for a bag of bees?
Like scorpion.
No, bees.
Flies. I don't know if you can... I mean, they have jumping spiders. Okay, a proper jumping spider is $16. $15.99.
No, send them... How much for a bag of bees?
House flies? Dude, getting house flies and just emptying them in your friend's house is nuts. Pet habitat starter kit.
This is disgusting.
No, dude, it's just good. I'm going to buy you a damn... What'd you want for Christmas? Didn't you want a scorpion?
Mantises right there. There you go.
Oh, wait, really? Shop mantises. Oh, yeah. That's a... giant mantis. $16.
Damn, that's not bad. Giant Asian mantis. Yeah, I might get one of those. I need a whole army.
I need 1,000 of them. Yeah, I mean, 3 of these could beat up a puppy. These things are enormous. All right, we're getting Naeem a giant praying mantis. Dude, I'll eat a fucking mantis. I don't give a damn.
I really am going to send him a bag of bees, I swear to God. It's so funny.
All right, let's call this 18-wheeler.
Hello, beverages.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm calling about the Volvo that I saw online.
Yeah, can you hang on just a second?
Yeah, of course.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the Volvo that's listed online. Is this the right place?
Uh-huh.
Hey, can you give me a little bit about the vehicle? Is this an 18-wheeler, or is it?
Yeah, it's an 18-wheeler. I suppose you're calling wanting somebody to help you, or you let them advertise with you or something.
No, I'm interested in purchasing the vehicle. I mean,
you didn't know it was an 18-wheeler?
It was sent to me by a friend. I told my friend I was looking for kind of a big rig, and this came across my desk.
Okay, so what do you need to know about it?
How do you know top speed for this thing?
No, I mean, it goes 65, 70, but I don't know how fast it goes.
Okay, and are there any ramps I could take it off of?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
I fucked up. That guy was such a dick right off the bat.
He's like, what are you, fucking retarded? Yeah, it's an 18-wheeler.
I mean, I couldn't tell. I could only see, like, 7 wheels in the picture. You're calling me and you don't know that it's an 18. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Fuck. It's like, all right, what do you want to know about it?
Call the chickens guy. I'm going to ask him if they're chickens.
Yo, those chickens.
Yo, you're telling the birds. Are those chickens?
Oh, fuck.
Thank you for calling to Amici. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Boogie Thompson. I was in there last night
is me and my wife. I've been going to do Amici for the past 10 years. We go once a month. And I went last night, and I got the chicken parmesan. I came home. I put my feet up on the ottoman, and one of my toes fell right off of my foot. And it had to have been the chicken parm. I did nothing new in my ordinary routine.
You're telling me that big toe fell off of your foot?
Big toe.
When you got home from the chicken parmesan.
I think it was the chicken parmesan. It had to have been.
Okay, I'm going to get you a minute.
My big toes, it just slid right off of my foot, right off the bone.
Okay. They hung up. Damn, that idea was good though.
I like
we were gonna wait for once the manager got on, just ignore the big toe. They're just like, we came in last night. It was delicious. I wanted to call and say thank you. After the manager had been prepped for big toe loss. I mean, the calls today have been exceptionally stupid. Oh, God. Water slide. Fuck that.
Foster's baby. Not happening.
GameStop scarecrows, no good. No
that
dice.
Was the best one.
No dice.
That was the best one. GameStop scarecrows.
Oh, God. Can we try and return a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Is that... Would they even answer the phone right now? Christmas is over, and I have the receipt.
Yeah. I just got out of jail. I need a Christmas tree. Do you have any left?
I'm sure they have some. Wait, do they?
I'm sure.
The Christmas trees that don't get bought, do they use them for other stuff? Or do they just incinerate them?
Yeah, Easter trees, 4th of July trees.
You can get them at a real bargain right now.
It's other holidays. You can probably return one.
Charbar.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Y'all have a lost and found?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you could take a peek for me. This is Scooter Borealis. I was in there last night, and I can't find my motorcycle. I think I was in... Yeah, I was in there. We were doing shots, and I was ripping ass on that thing. I think I left it in the bar somewhere.
I don't see a motorcycle anywhere here.
Could you look? It was definitely inside. I was letting dudes play on it. It's a Yamaha.
Like a little, like one of the little tiny ones?
Negative. No. Full-size diesel. I was doing backflips on it last night in the bar.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's no motorcycle here.
Did you look?
Yep.
You promise?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, that was it.
Okay. This is the last episode.
No, dude. We will rise.
Oh, God damn.
We're going to call that guy fucking whatever the fuck his name is next week.
Booker McGraper?
Yeah, whoever. Somebody else.
Oh, God. Well, this has been a real hoot and a half. What are you doing for New Year's?
Gall & Co., dude.
Oh, yeah. Philly Comedy New Year's Bash.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
I'll be there. I forgot
Me
about that.
Me and all the boys.
We're shooting off fireworks inside Gall & Co.
Yes.
Everyone bring fireworks.
We're gonna light Danny Dubs on fire. It's going to be sick.
We're going to strap Danny to a damn...
Strap Danny to a bottle rocket and send him to Valhalla. It'd be perfect.
Hell yeah.
We will witness him.
Yeah. Witness?
Yeah, that's what you say before you blow yourself up and go to Valhalla.
Really?
You say, witness me, and then you blow yourself up.
Did you learn that in God of War?
Mad Max.
It's good stuff. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. 2024, year of the bazooki.
Year of the bazooka for sure, dude.
Eat your damn black-eyed peas and your collard greens.
We'll be in a Petco live throwing fucking Goldfish at the Cactuses.
Oh, we're trying to come do stand-up in your city this year, so...
Would love to do that.
Please let us know if you want us to come tell jokes at a bar near you for you and 15 of your friends.
If you got a couch to stay on, we'll be there, brothers.
Hell yeah. All right, see you later.
Peace.
That was a good time. Real fun. A little front-loaded, I think. No, I was a little power.